Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 10 when my newly joined comedians will take over the show again for the second time of the week. I mean, this collabo, I am loving it. Just a little bit of a catch up with regards to how Mind the Gap took place yesterday. It took place in three parts. The first part is the one that I took care of, being the sponsor of the show. Actually, Eagle FM is the sponsor. The main character of the show. You're welcome. Now, I always start off this show and then, hand it over to Namco and Anakin so that we can start listening to, some interesting thoughts of what's going on. Some people are running for their lives. So we are told, we are told someone who is already mentioned, also wanted in connection with this case. How do I put this? Un momento, si vous plaît. It turns out they says, connections also can be bad. They could, good connections can be bad connections. And now, this is, where's that? Take, Victor Mwelima, for example. Homeboy has several cars, for example, has several cars and a fancy house that, not my words, according to the paper, the house that looks like a guest house. And he's just 34. And here I am, 34. What am I doing with my life? That's the question I asked myself, until I answered it with a very short answer. Comedy is one thing. I know for sure what I'm doing with my life. And I also know what I'm definitely not doing with my life. And that's running away from the authorities. Thank heavens. Everything has a bright side, gentlemen. Now, this is such an interesting case that is raising even more eyebrows with regards to this case because, turns out the gentleman here may or may be related with some big names coming out of our intelligence services. I was like, these things keep getting better and better. I mean, just when you think the story is about to get old, then boom, another story pops out of the corner, and then we are enjoying. I'm really hoping there is no East European who is not listening, because the last thing I want is to, get lifted up by those guys who is very muscular Eastern European guys and telling me, what were you talking about again this morning? I was listening to you, and that was not funny. Yeah, we have got to stop doing that. I better not find out where you live. Otherwise, I will just bring my caterpillars and start bulldozing your house. But that's my landlord's house. I don't care. You should, because, I'll just move and then go and start renting at another place. Are you talking about me? Why are you talking like me? You started this whole thing. Moving on. Let's just wrap it up. Do a recap, not a wrap up. A recap of, how things ended yesterday there by my collabo of nine with one on the run. Let's take a listen. Also, one thing I found out yesterday was that, it turns out this whole time that I've been making fun of the guys here, the holding cells they've been accommodated into, so the one here in Kleinwintuk. That's very close. I was there the other day certifying documents. I had no idea that the guys have been cooking are just a wall away from me. Thank heavens. I had no idea, and I'm pretty sure they also had no idea. So until yesterday, then the state was like, the state proposed that, as the guys that are in charge, more like in communication with the police that are, bringing these guys here for their daily dose of, you know, allegations, and then taking them back again for their daily dose of a very uncomfortable night. We actually, you know, we ask if it pleases the court to move them from Kleinwind to that one, one in town, right? So their lawyers were like, yeah, no, well, we can't do that. We have not been told of any security or any issue, or any reasons as to why they should be moved from Kleinwind. After all, some of them have houses in Kleinwind. The judge was like, this is not a preference thing. We are not rhyming here. Kleinwind house, Kleinwind holding cell. It will be Kleinwind house, town holding cell. Oh yeah. Take them. This is where I feel like, if I was one of the guys that were loaded and accused in the, and also whose name came up in this case, I think I would be running like Mlimi, because the drama is just a little too much here, though, are you? You see, I think that's Giriku. I'm not sure if that's Giriku. Yeah, it's a combination of Giriku and Pokushu type of phrase, but I think the phrase is coming from the Giriku language, one of the dialects spoken in the Kavango region. Kudhina nawa nawa, kushuruka naurondo. What did that basically mean? And that's more like something sounds a little off. But because I think, you know, as it moves from the Giriku dialect into Thimbukushu, it got some misinterpretation or some change of words somewhere there. But what it basically means is that climbing a tree is somewhat very easy, but it's very difficult to come down of a tree, because when you are coming down, you are not like a monkey that you are coming down facing downward. When you are coming down, your eyes are still looking forward. And last time I checked, human beings don't have eyes, behind. So it's kind of difficult to see where you're going. So that's the tricky part of coming down from a tree. Climbing is easy, but coming down is not fair. Now, this was climbing. Well, until last week, it has been climbing, economically, of course. And now we are trying to come down from that tree, and the state is not having any of it. But hey, let's just take a listen to how things ended yesterday. And this was the bail hearing in the matter between a state and versus Mulunga and 12 others, if you wanna call it, if you wanna be professional, or this is the bail application of in the matter between the estate and Range Rover Oil and Oil 1 NA with a Namibian flag. So proud of us. How did things end yesterday? For those of you that missed it, everything that the lawyers basically said can be summed up into a phrase that Rick Ross once said at some point. Accusations. False accusations. That's basically in a nutshell. And then some, shots went in the direction of the media. This is a commercial thing. The state is just inflating it to a criminal level. Here's the thing. We don't care. We just want to find out, where's the money? We just give us the money small. Now, from the look of things, if history is any indication, plus, I know, we still have that Al Jazeera documented on YouTube. We like to remind ourselves every now and then. Oh yeah, you know, go fool me. But anyway, how did this case end yesterday?
In the other, it appears to be instructions from the investigating officer, Yoship. Yoship, we have raised our objections. We have informed this court about the difficulties rife in accused persons detained at the correctional facility, and we stand by those, Yoship.
That was just an objection, objection of what the state was proposing with regards to moving them from, from being held in their preferred, location to a not preferred location. The state was like, "Oh yeah, move them." The lawyers were like, "No, go move my client." The judge was like, "Oh yeah, move them," but hey, don't take my word for it.
Yes, the court will deal with the first things first. It is common cause that the parties are agreed that the matter be rolled to tomorrow. That is for continuation of the bail application and to proceed at 10. So both parties, you are informed 10 means 10. We must keep our time. And on that aspect further, it is apparent that the state
10 means 10. We must keep our time. Sorry. The judge is speaking.
They have made an application that all the accused in this matter be moved to Windhoek Correctional Services. It appears that there are different views from the defense counsel. Some have no issue with that. However, for accused three, for accused, that is 7 and 4, it appears that there is an objection. Yes, including 3, that there's an objection, arguing that they prefer to be there where they are. It's not a matter of preference. The accused can always be moved around depending on where it appears that it is fit to do so, and it's
For those of you that don't know a guy who knows a guy, if you are planning on breaking the law, please don't. Because one thing I have learned from this is, as you hear the judge speaking like that, homeboy is just signing one paper after another. In other words, what he is saying is, whether you like it or not, you're moving. This is not a preference thing of, I don't feel like being in this holding cell. Oh yeah, I have my preferred location. You're moving. Now, if that's being done to, people with, Range Rovers with, Namibian Natural Resources or so without, and all Namibian people, natural resources, or so without, type of, if that's being done to someone with a Range Rover with a customized license plate, oil one, my brother, the place where they are moving you, you're not gonna be able to pick soap. By the time that your fingers land on the soap that's on the floor, someone is going to be behind you having a good time. No, he will be having a good time, not you. Of course, it will depend on whether or not you be having a good time or not. Of course, that's also, on a preference. That's one of the reasons why I always do my best to be a law-abiding citizen, because some of us have made it, clear to ourselves that, Even though I'm a Casanova in the front, at the back, I want to die a virgin. Now, for those of you that want to go Casanova both at the front and back, you do you. Now, the thing is, some of us, and I know I'm not alone in this one. There are those of us that have made it a mission for preference, of course, it's also preference, to be a Casanova in front And I, using the language of the, you know, the South African, the South African, you know, judge president who was, you know, had to explain why he was sending messages about rear positions in the middle of the night to his secretary. Man, I love this continent. But anyway, if you are, you know, if you are, if you don't want to be moved from a holding cell of your choice to a holding cell of not your choice, you may want to avoid holding cells altogether by being a law-abiding citizen. Now, what you do is up to you. What you decide is up to you. Now, if you are one of those people that have the philosophy of being a Casanova in the front and being, you know, and dying a virgin in the rear end, you may want to be a law-abiding citizen, because if you don't, it's your virginity there, you know, there by rear end will be very difficult to maintain if you are in those places, if you are not a VVIP. If you are a VIP, maybe you have a lot of, you know, specialized holding cells, but if you are just the common man, oh yeah, hey, yeah. Your rear end, and I become rear entrance as soon as you entrance in those cells. Oh. Where was I? Well, judge, sorry, judge, we're here talking about the judge. Judge, oh yeah, please continue.
Not a question of about preference as to where you prefer to stay. The accused are in custody and they remain in custody. They are in the care of the state. Therefore, all the accused are to be moved to Windhoek Correctional Facilities. Say, accused, can you just run?
Well, imagine the pain of you telling your lawyer, oh yeah, just tell the judge that I want to stay in Clan Windhoek. Your lawyer is like, my client have, you know, prefers to stay in the holding cell where he is right now, or where she is right now, since there's a lot of gender equality going on in this case. Well, I'm so proud of us in that one. That department, gender equality all the way. Yeah, luta continua, and the looting continues. We have it on both sides, you know. Aluta continua, the struggle for us, Aluta continua is for hustlers like you and me, with the struggle where our daily struggle must continue. But if you are one of these guys, for you, you have, rephrased the phrase Aluta continua to the looting continues. And from the look of things, the looting is obviously continuing. I mean, there's a part of, the $600 million GIPF we don't like talking about. Looting 101. That was looting as in the name of, you know, in the words of Professor Lumumba. That's looting on an industrial scale. And then there was fish rot looting. It seems like just in, you know, just when a lot of people try to, more like, are trying to forget about one case, we are reminded again that, oh no, the looting have not stopped. Because, well, the looting have continues. Luta continua or the looting continues. Depends on which side of the economic spectrum you are. If you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, for you, Aluta Continua ended with independence. And then you shifted from Aluta Continua to the looting continues. And then you have, those of us that don't have connections. For you and I, we are still on the side of Aluta Continua. Now, the goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to work our way up to the point of the looting continues, you know, so we can have our vrupa and stuff. Now, these guys, obviously, from the look of things, including some people in there that are on the side of lawyers, I don't want to mention any names, who are in some documentaries, we are not going to mention any names. And by the way, I'm not the only one, I also learned that I'm not the only one who don't want to mention any names. The ACC were there like, well, we have also made more arrests. The new arrest involves, the following individuals, this person and this one and this one. And for this person, we don't want to mention any names. So I was like, oh, so it's not just me. But anyway. Now, if Paulus Noah does not want to mention any names, who am I, common man? So I don't want to mention any names, but we all know where the, you know, we all know where to find the, we all know where on YouTube and which documentary to find the right names. Moving on. So if you are one of those, well, if you are one of those that want to be a Casanova in front and a virgin in the rear end, then you may want to stay away from prison, because those places are known to divisionize. This is my mouth, not go put me in trouble. This is my mouth. But anyway, moving on. And just a little bit. Oh, man, I have 5 minutes, but relax. Oh, uh-oh, nope. Let's have a quick break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Four minutes left to the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. Although my, you know, my team that will be taking over in 3 minutes, if they start on time, or in 35 minutes, if they start not on time like they did yesterday, you know, I just gonna give them, I'm gonna give them a break. There are a lot of things they have to consider. Now, fleeing. Yesterday, it was reported that Victor Malima, 34, who is also wanted in connection with NAMCO corruption scandal, fled the country through the Wenela border. Really? Wenela Malima. Well, that makes sense. Malima border post at Katima Mlilo on Friday. No kidding. This, according to reports, happened just moments before the nationwide alert to stop him was issued. Yeah. A little bed told me. Malima is wanted in connection with a case that that led to the arrest of nine individuals last week on a sting of corruption related charges. The matter continues in Windhoek Magistrate Court today, and it will be coming up in a few momentos. Just taking a little bit of a short break, and not a little bit of a short break as in, you know, as usual. This is a little bit of a short break from the, you know, from the NAMCO thing. Let's go to Kunene region, where also some, you know, interesting drama is unfolding. This one is a political party related. Now, SWAPO and UDF in drought relief. Alcohol brawl. What? Oh, that's also the question I asked myself, but relax. It is written. And I shall just read. Because, well, I don't have a lawyer. As the regional councils and local, authority elections draw closer, so does a battle for dominance in Kunene grow with both SWAPO and United Democratic Front recently trading blows. I mean, when I first saw that, I was like, well, were they in a boxing ring? Can we have a video? It turns out it's not physical blows. Like, boring. But anyway, recently SWAPO member Vipuakuye Muharukwa, who is also the region's governor, accused the UDF, which alongside PDM, PDM. The governor, before finding himself in the ruling party, practiced politically shifting cultivation from PDM to the ruling party, and then voila, greener pasture. They always tell people what you are looking for is greener pasture, not sweet political ideology. You're welcome, and this is my wisdom. Don't worry, you are not paying for it. Eagle FM is paying for it for you. So, the best you can do is tune in. Recently, SWAPO member Vipuakuye Muharukwa, who is also the region's governor, accused UDF, which alongside the Popular Democratic Movement, dominates the Kunene. Now, where does the drought comes in? Let's start with the food part of things. There are even reports, says Governor Muharukwa, there are even reports that councillors are directly forcing. They could have just said forcing. But no, they just had to go with coercing. But anyway, coercing people to align with certain political parties before they can be registered for drought aid. I know what this means. I know. As you can see that this, if this is true, what the governor of the Kunene region is saying, that there are people out there that are using climate change as a political campaign strategy. I'm not saying it's not genius. I'm just saying, really? Dude, the food is from the state through the office of the prime minister. It's not really for your political part. Now, if you want to do that, as a political party, raise your own funds, buy your own food, and then distribute strictly to your political party members. But if it's drought relief, it's for everyone, Baba. But well, it turns out if you are the one that's in power, then you can just give it to you like, I would have given you the drought relief. I would have written down your name, but well, I just looked at the top of your house and I don't like the flag that's flying there. I mean, if you can change it to a flag, your name will be on this next space here. I can sit and wait. You have 5 minutes. Ouch. Interesting. Now, moving on. There are even reports that councillors are directly coercing people to align with certain political parties before they can be registered for drought aid. That is unacceptable, he said. It is acceptable if you are the one that's looking for more numbers for your political party. But here's the thing. Again, if this is true, then it's a very dumb way of trying to convince people to be on your political party. Because I can have your political party flag flying on my house, but when I'm in a voting booth, It's just me, a pencil, and the ballot paper. If you are not there, I'll be like, that idiot was telling me, this is my party, but I'm still voting. But when I'm out there, I'll be singing their, you know, I'll be flying their flag and singing their songs. But here in this booth, it's just me and a ballot paper. All I'm just saying is, trying to bribe people in politics is a really dumb idea, especially voters. Because again, when I'm in the ballot papers, there are no cameras. But with the advanced technology, with the way that cameras have been made to be small these days, you'd be right to be paranoid. You'd be right to be paranoid. Have you ever wondered how Al Jazeera made the Al Jazeera documentary on the Fisher Road case? I mean, your ministers were there saying, just lower your voice. We don't want the public to hear this. Homeboy had no idea that he was making content for the public. And then, the next thing he knew, he was in a documentary compiled outside the country. And, his biggest fear was, we are on the front page. And careful of what you don't wish for. Because the next thing he knew, he was on the front page. He was like, how the heck did that happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happened. Technology. That's how it happened. Anyway, Muhargwa Fedha alleged that food registrations and the distribution process have been manipulated to create artificial scarcity. Now, the next part is my favorite part, which brings us back to the Fisher Road discussion. Now, in some cases, food items have been stockpiled at private farms and homes. That's called stealing. Don't get me wrong. Bottlenecking a supply to inflate scarcity is what the BS has been doing for a very long time when with the diamond industry. And they've been accused of doing that for a very long time now. And that's a bubble being busted by artificial diamonds. But anyway. So that's not something new. Bottlenecking a supply to cause, to inflate a price or inflate scarcity. This is not something new. But all I'm saying is, I knew this in the corporate world. I did know it can also be pulled off in the political world. Just put in mind, this is a politician talking. Take that with a pinch of salt. You're welcome. But moving on. So, drought relief, alcohol brawl. Well, then I was like, okay, fine. Now, after seeing that, I was like, okay, let's go to the alcohol part. And so I just decided to skip through the whole thing. I was like, where is this alcohol? Alcohol, 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 alcohol. And then voila, there was alcohol. Alcohol politics. Whoever wrote this article. Now, in a further counter accusation, Habab claimed that Muhargwa previously used alcohol to influence voters. Shots fired. They are hiding drought food at their private properties to inflate scarcity. They are coercing community members to change political party affiliation in order for their names to be added to the drought relief list. Those are the blows coming from the ruling party side of things. And then, who are these guys? Hang on a second. Some of you guys are very infamous is not a very correct word for this. UDF and the PDM side of things, accusations, false accusation. Now, their side of the blows is that guy also used the alcohol to try and dissuade people from his political party. Like at this point, I have one question. Namibian political party. Those of you that are in charge of pushing your political party, you know, gaining new members for your political party. Can we just come up with new strategies? Although, both food and alcohol works very well. Now, if you are going to use alcohol to persuade people to side with you, I don't think doing it without Nami Breweries / Heineken nowadays is a good, it's effective enough. So, but I'll go with food. But if you're going to go with food, at least pick something, not drought relief, Baba. You know, just say if you vote for me, Kapana is free for a week. Every alcoholic will wanna vote for you. Now you see the dilemma here. One side, and these are all accusations being traded between different political parties. One political party is allegedly using food to coerce people to vote for them. The other political party is allegedly using alcohol to coerce people into voting for them, into voting for their party. Now, here's the thing. What these people don't know is that this is a very difficult decision to make for every alcoholic, because after getting drunk the previous day, everyone knows the next day you need a lot of Kapana. Last time I checked, Kapana is not alcohol, it's food. Now I will have to be jumping in between two different political parties, side with one and then get drunk, and then the next day side with one for me to for me to eat. In other words, I will be a political, prostitute. Because I'll be like, okay, I'll side with that guy, get drunk, and then the next day when I have some, when I'm craving for that salt, the next day when I need a lot of Kapana, I'll be, you know, waving that guy's flag. Because, well, I need the salt. Speaking of which, does anyone know how to order Kapana from Single Quarters? I think I need Kapana. So, our case have started. we cross over to the Namco. Not Namco, sorry. Range Rover Oil N1. Range Rover Oil 1 NA.